Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've had a nightmare. Good Lord. What a pain. We've got, what we've got going on here is Reethy, and I've got two laptops on. I've got my brother next to me. Say hi, Tim.
Hi.
He's there. And we're going to crack straight in. It's just the best music ever on the show this week. And the most idiot bloke trying to run it, me. I'm the last bloke to be allowed near technology. This is all the way from Ile de la Réunion, the Circle A and John Peel.
For the days of the internet, when the radio was all you could get, was a DJ, kept it real, and his name was John Peel.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Circle A, and hello to you, and hello to Penny, the lead singer for Get In Touch. She was originally from Mansfield, but now lives in the Indian Ocean, having a far better time than I imagine she is in the Midlands. They are going to be touring Europe very soon. They're in Lille on the 28th of Feb. I think that's when it kicks off, but they're in over for a few weeks. I don't have the details to hand. Best way to find out is to go on their website, which is
thecirclea.com.
It is. It's Tony Wong, poorly being in the internet, Neil. I've got some additional material for you, but not the usual. That's a text from my dad saying Forrest have just scored, by the way. it's one of those days. I'm sorry that we're a day late, by the way. That is my fault. I am frantic. The additional material that I have for you is interesting. Or would be if I had it open. Oh, for goodness sake. Right, here goes. So, in this section, we would normally do a joke and a poem. Okay. However, I've had neither this week, but I've had two emails that I want to read out. Is that all right?
It's fine.
If you've got a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem, title your email, Poetry Corner. This has come here. This is a tried to send by Facebook, but lost the will to live. Hi, guys. Thanks for the airplay, as always. A couple of questions that have come up. The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse CD. This is John from the Bleach Boys, by the way.
Yeah.
The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse CD is no longer physically available, but can be downloaded from the usual suspects and listened to for free with Spotify, etc. Did we know about the Seattle College airplay? No. But as you said, it was another world. And listen to this. I did see a copy of Four Cyclists in the Apocalypse in a second-hand CD shop in Orange County, California. They wanted $200 for it. We used to get the odd letter from people, one of the strangest being from a French radio station telling us we were in their top 50. Never heard any more than that. Tony, A gig guide entry for you. 21st of February at Club 85 in Hitchin for a Ballstock fundraiser. Also on our Hostages for Smack, which is my mate G's band, The Grass is Hairy and The Nocturnal Pirates. Minimum donation, £5. So there you go. That's all that. Second email I got. I know if you listen to this show for the first time, you won't know what's going on, but bear with me. You know, this is from the boy Ollie in Taunton, who won our competition.
Okay.
Who I forgot to send him the stuff to. I remembered this week and let him know I was sending it. He goes, that's fine. Especially with it having been Paulmas and all. God, if you're listening for the first time, you don't know what's going on. But I think I'm going to have to head off into the Punky Archive, as I appear to have missed the episode where you declared me the winner. So here's a rather belated, woohoo, I won. I have to say that this isn't going to do my twat nominations. God, no one's going to know. This isn't going to do my twat nominations much good, as I was already having a very forgiving streak, which this will only prolong. So please pass my apologies to Tony for the lack of twattage, but you only have yourself to blame. Cheers, Ollie. Right. Enough. There are two things from this week. I'm getting on with the next song. Oh, this next song, Tony, I'm so excited.
Okay.
I'm so excited, right? There's a guy called Andrew O'Neill. He's a stand-up comic. He's quite a well-known stand-up comic. And he's in a band, Get In. Boys have just scored. He's in a band, 2-1. He's in a band called The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing, right? And I heard a song by them a year or so ago. And I absolutely loved it. I loved the band. They were kind of steampunk, more punk than a steampunk band. Anyway, I got in touch with him because he's going to be doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year in the same room as me. And I said, listen, man, you're in the same room as me. I really love your band. Can you send us a particular song? And he went, yeah, I'll send it to you. And he did. And we're playing it right now. We're back on track. Tony, what is the Facebook page for The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing?
Facebook.com/ The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing?
No, Facebook.com/ Blamed For Nothing. Paulie being Internet one, Tony one. Mate, the lyrics to this are brilliant. This is Brunel.
Under that, I looked him up and down and then replied, yeah, lawmen tried, lawmen died. Yeah, well, I'm not a lot of men. So he built me a tunnel and he built it well. He was Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. He built me a tunnel and he built it well. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Clifton Gorge, high tide, wondering how to get to the other side.
Over that.
Well, I looked him up and down and then replied, yeah, lawmen tried, but a lawmen died.
Yeah, well, I'm not a lot of men.
So he built me a bridge and he built it well. He was Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. He built me a bridge and he built it well. Isambard, 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 Isambard. Bristol Docks, I died dreaming about the ocean's wide.
I'll do you a steamship sail over that.
Well, I looked him up and down and then replied, yeah, lawmen tried, a lawmen died.
Haven't you heard
what?
I'm not a lot of men.
So he built me a steamship and he built it well. He was Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. He built me a steamship and he built it well. Isambard, 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 Isambard.
Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel. Isambard Kingdom, Brunel.
He built me a steamship and he built it well.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Men That Will Not Be Blamed For Nothing. And I'm planning on playing more by them in the future. Top band, and hello to Andrew O'Neill. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Excellent.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Very easy to do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page if you haven't already. Very important. Please do that. And leave us a comment if you can. I wouldn't bother sending us a private message. We do tend not to check them, and they may get lost, forgotten about, ignored. So
I just started checking them this week.
Okay.
And picked up one from last October.
There you go. So you could do it, but you best send us a comment. If you want to
contact us,
email us. But anyway, two comments this week. First up, one from Willie Carter, who says, "Hi guys, how are you?" I'm alright.
We're good, thanks, Willie. Yeah. We got no more information out of you, though, did we?
No. But I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. And one from WoodyB3, who says,
WoodyB3!
Says, "Awesome Valentine's special. Really liked Hit Me Baby and the always rocking Long Tall Texans. Tony Paul, have you ever been arrested? Details. WoodyB3.
No. I think you can put what I said underneath, don't you?
I haven't got it open, but you did something like, "We don't divulge."
I said, "We don't divulge that sort of information." Yeah. Thank you very much. Whether I may or may not have been arrested is none of your business, WoodyB3. I wonder why he asked.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope he hasn't got a mate in Hertfordshire Police who might know exactly what I've been doing. No, I haven't been arrested in several years.
Excellent.
Let's leave it there, shall we?
Yeah. That is it for Facebook.
You've had some rock with a punk edge.
I do.
Possibly all the way from Barnsley.
Yep.
There you go then. This is The Bastard Sons and Four. I think it's Four. It might be IV. I'm calling it Four. Four.
We're on the way. hatchet wound.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bastard Sons, or the Bastard Sons, probably. What's their website?
Ooh, thebastardsons.co.uk?
It is. It's Tony T, probably the internet one. This is... Now we're really going, aren't we? Did you do anything last week?
I had a quiet one. It was my birthday at the weekend.
Happy birthday today.
Thank you very much. But it was a Sunday, and as it was Valentine's weekend, we kind of struggled getting anything booked because everything was booked up with Valentine's crapness. So we just had a quiet day, went into town, had a nice meal at TGI Fridays and some girly cocktails, and that was about it. It was nice, good day.
It's a good job I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah. What'd you get up to? Oh, yeah, what'd you get up to last week?
Well, I know that it was your birthday last weekend, and happy birthday for them. My birthday I call Paulmas. I have the 12 days of Paulmas. This year, the 12 days of Paulmas went on for 15. It went for the 31st of January. Well, actually, it finished officially on the 15th of Feb, last Saturday, when I had the night in, Tony.
Nice.
I had a night in on the Saturday night, because the three previous days I've been in Edinburgh, got called up there. I had 17 meetings with venues in 3 days. Each meeting was in a licensed premises. Each meeting I had a drink in. And once I finished the meetings, you know what I did?
Another drink?
Yeah, I went out. And, nice. Oh, it's mental. I'm just going to tell you about the Friday, though, which is Valentine's Day, where I had these meetings, then I went off, and there was this thing I'd noticed in a bar in Edinburgh called Henry's Cellar Bar. And it's a thing called Lux Lives. They do it once a year, and it's around the time that Lux Interior died, the anniversary of that. And a few bands in Edinburgh get together and they do sets of Cramps material. They do Cramps songs. Okay. I love the Cramps, so I'm well up for that. So anyway, I went up there with my mate Jason and my agent's daughter, Georgia. And we got in. What a brilliant gig. And hello to everyone who we met up there. Especially a guy called Paul Patterson, Tony.
Okay.
Paul Patterson, in 1992, there was a band called the Radium Cats. And they brought out an album called Other Worlds, which I have in front of me right here. And the band were made up of a bloke on drums and two brothers, Paul and Lee Patterson. Paul Patterson was at the gig, and he was the last bloke on. And he did a one-man band cramp set where he sat on a chair with his foot on a drum pedal, hitting a suitcase, and a Dan Electro guitar, which formerly I didn't like, but I love him now. And he did six songs. Everyone was jumping like nutters. And I was going, oh my God, it's Paul, it's the bloke out of Radium Cats, it's Paul Patterson. So I went and spoke to him afterwards. Mate, there's a bit of bromance going on there. There's a bit of man love.
Really?
There's a bit of man love, yeah. He looks as good as he did in 1992. He's still got lovely hair. I've weathered more than he has.
Right.
Let's just say. But what a brilliant bloke. And I said to him, listen, I want to play some Radium Cat stuff and some of your new stuff you're doing. He's had an album out recently. He's going to send us the album. We had a great laugh. He's a great bloke. And I thought it's only fair that we should play a track from Other Worlds right now, because he shares the singing duties on it with his brother. And it's fairly difficult to tell which one's which. In fact, they can't tell themselves apart sometimes, apparently.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. So, going to play a track now. So, the album's called Other Worlds. It came out, God, 22 years ago. Brilliant neo-rockabilly, psychobilly album. We're going to play a track that Paul sang on. After that, you'll hear another song straight away, which I'll tell you about afterwards. In the meantime, Tony, what is the Radium Cats website?
TheRadiumCats.com?
Nah, it's RadiumCats.com. I'm a little cheeky boy. Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 2. This is I Got Myself an Idol with a Golden Head.
My girl's a real blonde bomb, such an ultra-modern girl. She's my Avon number one, with a real atomic style. If I don't wear my shades, switch the pledges off her legs. My eyes will lend the web to the back of my head. My girl is like uranium. My girl is like uranium. She's hip just like an atom bomb. My girl is like uranium. My girl is like uranium. Start turning on my charms. She'll start to shake, then detonate, and melt down in my arms. My girl.
uranium's red hot. She gives me radiation fever. Her kiss just makes it worse. My love's contaminated with a subatomic lust. My head is burning up, but she's aiming way too low. Got her cannons in the red. I think she's about to blow. My girl is like uranium.
Kitten sub.
To the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, good friends of ours, friends of Punky, and a track called Rita Sue and Bob 2. What's interesting about that, Tony?
What's that?
It was the first song they ever did.
Oh,
and this
right.
is a remix of it that's come out on a 10th anniversary special EP featuring two new tracks, I think I'm right, and some remixes. I think I'm right. I might have got confused there.
So anyway, have we played that before?
I don't think we have.
Okay.
I don't think we have. Maybe we did. I can't remember.
Okay.
Tony, I can't remember the weekend.
Fair enough.
Anyway, that was Rita. Oh, in that case, from the vaults, Rita Sue and Bob 2. What's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. This is frighteningly good stuff. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. That's my brother's laughing in the background.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still, it was Sunday night, maybe something on. It's to be confirmed, so if you are in the area, do check it out. But I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. So this Thursday, Crow Mother, Complete Radio Silence, and Scam. Or Scar M. I'm saying Scam.
Say Scam.
Scam. How much do you think there's, Jimmy?
£6.
Here it is, £6.
Lovely job.
Friday night, Viva Las Vegas. Friends of Luca Brasi, On Trial UK, and London SS. Is London calling tonight?
We played On Trial, haven't we?
I thought
they were a TNS band, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Friday night, London calling. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Saturday night, the legendary Groovy Men.
Sorry, my brother just did, when I said £6, he looked around at me, but he just did an Al Pacino, went, yeah.
The legendary Groovy Men, The Loop, The Dying Breed and The Tones. It's another London Calling night.
It's a London Calling crazy weekend. Yeah. Hello, London Calling.
Exactly. Saturday night, how much do you think?
My brother's going £8.
Is he really?
No, he does eat. I'm going £6.
He knows nothing. It is £6.
Yes, 666. Number of the Beast. Got it in there. And Hello the Beast. I like what you've done with your garden.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12
Oh, with my brother being an idiot. £8. What a bull.
Oh, dear.
Oh. If only his kids could see him now. Right, so anyway, it's time for another song, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to go straight in here. System of Hate, where are they from? They're from Yorkshire, I think, System of Hate.
Okay.
I might have got the bastard sons wrong there, and they might be from Blackburn or somewhere. My apologies, System of Hate, who may well be from Barnsley. But System of Hate, good friends of the show, and they're a kind of killing jokey sort of dark, I'm not calling them goth tone, we know what happens there, they're a dark punk band,
okay.
I reckon, and they've got some new material out right now. Send it straight through to me. Thanks very much for doing that. What is System of Hate's website?
Systemofhate.com.
Oh, it is, it's totally for Paulie B&Z too. This is insanity. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was System of Hate. I should know more about them. I've spanked them enough times. I'm just an idiot. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I don't know why.
Why change the habit of a lifetime?
No, there was that.
I can make up for that, Tony.
Good. What are you doing?
It's on Friday morning. I'm going to Oslo.
Excellent.
That's right. I'm back in Oslo. The weekend, Friday and Saturday night at the Dirty Cow, where I will be with Simon Emmanuel and Ignacio Lopez. Simon was the guy who helped me set the gig up in Oslo in the first place, now lives back in Wales. Ignacio's half Spanish, half Welsh. Well, no, he's kind of Spanish, but he lives in Wales. I don't know what he is. He's funny.
Okay.
And you can find out more if you go to oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Find the flyer out. It's a 9 o'clock start if you're in Oslo. I know we have got some Norwegian listeners. If you are in Oslo, get down the bath about 8, have a pint beforehand if you can afford it. Come down, watch the show, it'll be brilliant. That's all I'm doing. I say all I'm doing. Going to Oslo is not really just anything, is it? It's brilliant. What I've been doing, actually, all day today, is I've been putting up some new pictures in the flat, Tom.
Okay, what's those?
Yeah, well, I've got a Rebel Rock one, I've got a Desoros one, I've got one or two things here.
Oh, nice.
Looks all right, don't it, Tim? Yeah, you have to speak up, mate. Looks good, yeah. Yeah, looks good. Thanks. And we have got every single light on in the moment. Looks like Blackpool Illuminations in here. So anyway, if you can get to Oslo this weekend, do come and see us in the Dirty Cow. I'll no doubt be going out both nights. Right. With a vaguely Scandinavian bent.
Okay.
We head to Denmark. And Baby Woodrow's, Tony, we've played on the show a few times before. And a lot of the stuff we've played, a lot of their more recent stuff, has been kind of a bit more hippie, psych, rock, more sort of, well, it's kind of stoner rock, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you call it. But they, it's their anniversary, and they've just brought out a best of all of their early stuff, all their singles, everything, all the 7-inches they brought out via Bad Afro, and hello to Lars at Bad Afro. Thanks for sending us this, because he sent me the old lot through. Do you know what? It's brilliant. It's really, really good. I did like them, but this stuff's great. One or two tracks on the CD album stroke thing that we've heard before, and they're also bringing out some limited vinyl as well. I've picked a very early song here that we're going to listen to right now, and make sure you've got this in stereo. The stereo of this tune is brilliant. What is Baby Woodrow's Bandcamp page?
babywoodrose.bandcamp.com.
Oh, it is. It's an unassailable lead. It's Tony Five, Paulie being the internet. See, me and the internet have taken a kick in this week. This is Livewire. Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Baby Woodrow's. I love that song. Really, really good. We'll be playing more from these re-releases in coming weeks, because I'm just absolutely loving it. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Nice.
Thanks for twat nominations. Nice and bit of a roll, so let's keep the roll going. Email me, Tony.
There's nothing I like more than a twat roll.
A twat roll. Email me, tony@punkyasia.com. I want the twat's name, where are they from, and a reason. Dead simple, we all know twats. Clearly, Christmas must have been a twat-free period, but they've come out of the woodwork now.
It was the season of goodwill.
Well, yeah, apparently. Weird. But Insane Star has been back in touch.
Tony, whereas Paulmas is the season of bad will.
Your laptop didn't survive.
Well, there's the proof.
Yeah, but Insane Star's been in touch again. She has a twat-filled life.
Insane Star. Yeah, she keeps getting in touch with you. I know. I even went at the post. I'm not getting any packages through time.
No, nothing at all.
I don't know when these used knickers are going to show up.
Maybe they've stopped doing it because the post office have changed their rules. Maybe.
They don't.
You know, what
if maybe
that?
She stopped wearing them. Maybe.
That's a good point.
Maybe she never wore them in the first place, and maybe that's why I've never been sent any. Oh, Insane Star.
Maybe she doesn't. Yeah, maybe she doesn't know what knickers are, and she's just confused.
Well, you know, she lives up north.
She says, "This morning I came to a realization that my sister Christina Schmidt gave me an empty glass jar for Christmas. Here's the brief story. Just before Christmas, I did the obligatory family visits, taking on presents, cards, etc. My sister gave me a jar that she'd stuck a bit of ribbon around and said she was making sweets for everyone, but hadn't done it yet. So she was giving me the jar now so it wouldn't smash in the post, and she'd post the sweets on later. Well, it's now February and I haven't got any, so the jar has gone in the recycling bin. After all, what use is an empty jar? It doesn't even have a lid. I'm all for cheapskate gifts, but what the hell? So my sister Christina Schmidt from Essex is a twatsicle. Thanks, Insane Star."
I'm happy with that.
I'm fine with that.
That's no gift, is it?
But clearly, see, post office again. So maybe they just got lost in the post. Like, used knickers.
I don't think so. I think it's more likely that her sister's got sweets and Insane Star's got knickers, to be honest.
Yes, good point. So, so Christina Schmidt, for being a bit of a cheapskate and just giving a glass jar for Christmas from Essex, is
a twat. There we are. Perfectly done. Beautiful. And thank you, Insane Star. Do keep your twats coming. That's a bit wrong, doesn't it? And what better way to play the last song this week than with that line, because I'm so pleased about this. I got an email last week from a band. The minute I saw the name of the band, I thought, I'm going to play these. When I read the content of the email, it made me laugh. I had a brief exchange with the lead singer. I don't want to give it away straight away, but I'm going to right now, Tony. This is a band from Brighton and Spain.
Okay.
Called Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
Nice.
I'm so excited about this. And you know, we played John Peel at the start of the show by the Circle A, John Peel being the legendary DJ. It's only fitting that the last song this week rounds up quite nicely. It's called Radio's Dead.
Oh, okay.
Would have made more sense if it had been called Laptop's Dead.
Yes.
But, yeah. Anyway, the song's called Radio's Dead. What I want to know is, what is Vicky and the Cum Shots Facebook page? Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots Facebook page.
Facebook.com/ Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
It is indeed.
Ah.
It's Tony Six, Paulie V and Internet Two. What a thrashing. This, I just want to say it again. This is Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Radio's Dead.
Stop.
Right, thanks very much for listening this week. I hope you've had a good time and enjoyed the show. I know it was a bit of a weird start, but I've been all over the place. Do make sure, if you are in the Oslo area, that gets a chance to come along to Dirty Cow this weekend. Just before we go, Tony, could you remind people of the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we're on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC World Radio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, where you can find them at Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
And that is a very interesting website, isn't it, though?
It is. It is.
Indeed. It is indeed. That's about it. Thanks for listening. Tim, say goodbye. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Yay.
I just gave his name away.
Bunch your guns.